Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, still here. Some of you in NAFO-tired land in Westoidsville will be sorry to hear. And of course, I'm joined by my little sidekick, Augie. It's remarkable how a wife-beating alcoholic can polish up so well and look like a nice guy on TV. I'm getting a bit worried about his popularity. He might even be overtaking me. Anyway, look, here we are. The first meeting in Alaska. It's happened, right? The Big Don and Vova, the boss from up the road here, have met. And to the terrible dismay and anger of the Western media, the political observers like Bolton, it's gone to as far as they're concerned. And it went to because it went very, very well indeed. Let's have a look at how the White House portrayed the bromance between Vlad and Don in Alaska. Ooh, it wasn't so cold. It was pretty hot. Run it, Augie. Oh. Slow-mo. Give me a bit of slow-mo. Augie, give me a bit of slow-mo action. Oh, yeah, it's like an intro for some sort of Netflix movie, right? The meeting.
Both of them are white, though.
Both of them are white. Yeah, neither of them are gay. Both are white. And one actually blesses himself in public, which is complete no-no in the Western film industry. But anyway, let's have a look at how, Augie, the Western media celebrated this important meeting. Of course, we know that peace to the West is like garlic to a vampire, okay? This is remarkable, okay? Let's have a look at the Western headlines in the establishment media. Who's telling them to do this stuff? We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's have a look. Let's do a bit of headline ping pong. Augie, would you like to start, my dear boy?
Yeah, and as Putin was heading to Alaska, the Sun came out with the headline, Tyrant en route.
Yeah, and this is good. The liberal sort of peace-loving Guardian. Here's their one. For those who feared the summit on Ukraine might resemble Chamberlain's appeasement of Hitler, it's much worse. Oh, yeah.
Telegraph joins the crying and says Trump has betrayed Ukraine, making the world immeasurably more dangerous by trying to bring in peace.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Sky News. Let's do them. And Sky say Trump produced a made-for-TV summit. All summits are made for TV. It's the communications age. What are you going to do? Have it in a Chasleek shop in a Burger King and just not let anyone see it? They're all made for TV, you clowns. Made for a TV summit. But Putin seemed to be the one pulling the strings. The puppet master is at work. The puppet master of peace. Oh, my God. You know what's at stake here, Augie? Peace could actually break out in Ukraine. The Ukro scam could be coming to an end, and it must be stopped at all costs. Okay, let's check out our friends at the BBC, the British Bull Broadcasting Corporation, and Rosenberg the retard, our friend from here in Moscow. Now remember, Steve Rosenberg, the Russia editor for the BBC, who are completely controlled by MI6 and MI5. We know that, you know, it's a complete propaganda outlet. Now, Mr. Rosenberg is free to trot around Moscow here, telling stories about misery and decay. Very difficult to find in Moscow. Nobody's stopping him. If I try to go to the UK to report, I get the handcuffs put on. But Mr. Rosenberg lives in an authoritarian country. But this is an absolute beauty. Let's have a listen to the Russia editor for the BBC, Steve Rosenberg, getting very depressed and worried about the fact that Vladimir Putin, the leader of the Russian Federation, the elected president of a nuclear superpower, the biggest country on earth, okay, currently whooping the ass of NATO, got a red carpet treatment. How dare you treat the Russian president with respect? This is from a guy who lives in Russia, for sure. Run it, Augie.
I mean, signs of respect, right, being paid to the Russian president. It's quite remarkable how things have changed, right? 3.5 years ago, when Vladimir Putin launched his so-called special military operation, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, he was treated as a pariah. And now he's being given this red carpet welcome.
Oh, no!
Red carpet welcome, damn! Yeah, so, of course, retired media, of course. Okay, when they got they said we'll ambush him on the podium. So Trump brings him down onto this pursuing peace podium, and some retired journalist shouts out, "Mr. Putin, when are you gonna stop killing civilians?" What? Says Vlad Putin. "When are you gonna stop killing them civilians out there?" What the f-? What? This is probably the ultimate troll of the retired Westoid media. Run it, Uggy.
Thank you, press. Let's go. Come on, guys.
Honestly, I think if this summit has proved anything, it's that the journalists are absolutely f***ing retarded. Yeah. I don't know, Chase. Yeah. Good thing we're not journalists.
But speak for yourself. Good that we're not journalists. How very dare you, Augie? I am a journalist. But look, this is the fact, right? These people are deployed by the same media that absolutely despises Trump. They actually hate Trump, okay? I think they actually hate Trump more than they hate Vladimir Putin, which is saying something about the Westoid media. Absolutely remarkable. So as if to demonstrate just how retarded the Western media is and how little they know about Russia. Now, you'd imagine if you were a correspondent on the biggest network in a country that's taken part in a big peace deal, which has been funding a war against this country, that you might do a little bit of research, okay? You might know that the Russian alphabet isn't the Western alphabet. It's the Cyrillic alphabet. So things that look like P's or R's and C's or S's, you think you do a little bit of research into what the name of the country that you're trying to undermine is in their own language, right? You'd imagine that, Augie, right?
Absolutely. You don't need to if you're a Western journalist.
Yeah, you don't need to if you just hate them mother from Pocker. P-O-C-C-S-O-R. That goddamn people from P-O-S-S-C-O-R are goddamn going to take over and eat and meet my babies. Oh, man, this is just the best. Run the video again.
Air Force One, larger than the Russian plane. By the way, I was just looking it up, satisfying my own curiosity. P-O-C-C-N-R, Russian for Russia.
P-O-C-C-N-R? I mean, what are you going to do about that?
I mean, it's still better than the previous name of our country.
Oh, yeah. And of course, we had the same thing with Sergei Lavrov's sweatshirt, you know, CCCP, which is SSSR in Russian. Yeah, but he's got a CCCP t-shirt on, goddammit. He's coming to pickle our babies. Martha! Fuck me. And when it comes to undermining President Trump, okay, let's not forget, how many people voted for Trump in the States, Augie?
Over 80 million or so.
So 80 million people vote for this man. 80 million Americans. Our friends, hello, America, we love you very, very much. 80 million people vote for him. And pompous, retarded, mustachioed halfwits like this guy, who just so happened to be fired by President Trump. Correct, Augie? Yeah.
Surprise.
So there's a queue of people waiting to come in and give you an objective analysis of Trump. You probably shouldn't bring in people who got sacked by President Trump. And who is it? Bolton. You just bolt him on. If you want to undermine Trump, just bolt on your mustachioed halfwit, the gringo. Yeah, Bolton. Let's have a listen to him talking about Putin's magic, the puppet master's magic. Yes. Oh, the evil one who brings peace. How dare you? Jawohl. Run it, Augie. This is great.
And it seems to me, listen to Trump talking about how things are progressing, that even without the meeting, Putin's got his old magic back.
Ooh. Oh, I love that. Oh, they just are in complete meltdown. I don't really give a what happens. Once we can watch them fry, it's so good. Not literally, Dima, take your hand off that red button. I didn't mean actually make them fry. Of course, as the build-up to this really historic, very important meeting happened, the world's press converged on
Alaska. Now, of course, the Russian journalists were left to sleep in a shed, of course. Imagine the Americans are treated that way whenever they turn up for the Russian meeting. Yeah, not so good. But the world's press is there, like literally thousands and thousands of journalists, every TV channel, everybody is there. So who do you think wanted to jump on the bandwagon, Augie? Would it have been the Yuko scammers?
Absolutely.
Of course, because the Yuko scammers would go to the opening of anything. The Yuko scammers would go to the opening of a envelope if they thought they could get their retarded flag waved around the place. Yeah, but who exactly are these Yuko scammers that turned up at the meeting on the street waving their flags, you know, goddamn Ukraine, I love Ukraine, I hate Mr. Trump. Yeah, you know who they are. And, you know, there were some soy boy people who really wanted to get themselves on the interweb by telling people how to order your Yuko flag, yeah, for real, on Amazon. Yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly. Step one, A to B, A to C, how to become a Yuko scammer. Yeah, it was completely organic after all, right? Right, Augie?
As organic as the soylent food they're eating.
Exactamundo. Run the video.
If you live in Alaska, I need you to do something very important.
I need you.
One, I need you to go on Amazon, and I need you to buy a Ukrainian flag. Two,
I need to wipe your ass with it.
To turn whatever airstrip that Vladimir Putin's coming in on, any area that Vladimir Putin's going to be, I need you to turn it into a sea of Ukrainian flags. I mean, so many Ukrainian flags that when Putin lands, all he's going to see is just yellow and blue.
How did that work out for him?
We need to turn that state into a representation of what Putin has been attacking every single day. Because up until this point, he doesn't see protesters. He doesn't see people standing up for Ukraine. You guys can make a major difference.
Yeah, you know, and I've got a message for this guy. What I need you to do is take your Ukrainian flag and jam it up your ass, pull it out your mouth, and then hang yourself with it.
You know, Jay, what amuses me most of all is that his concept is that the Putin didn't see the protests.
Oh, yeah, never.
So if he lands and there's some fat-ass Ukrainian on a mobility scooter yelling, peace for Ukraine!
As soon as Putin saw this 400-kilo diabetic, you know, retired on a motability scooter, he was going to immediately say, turns up laying around, we're going back to Moscow. They're on to us. So let's have a look at the completely organic, unscripted, retardatron, telethon, Yuko scam, diabetic, you know, sunlight allergy support group, which is the Yuko scammer Alaska branch. Yeah, which suddenly got very big. Let's see who they are. Run the video. Woo! Again, Augie, you hearing a lot of the woo? Are you hearing the woo? Watch out for the woo. If you hear the woo, you're in big trouble. Woo! Woo! It's the woo. Yeah, and the beep. Oh, yeah, beep, beep.
Check out this banner. This banner, absolutely organic. Ukraine and Alaska, Russia never again. Oh. So organic.
Retards. Yeah, so Augie and I have been doing a bit of rummaging around. Well, actually, Augie has. I was asleep in bed. Augie has discovered that these Yuko scammers aren't exactly what they seem to be. And I put it up on my Twitter, actually, if you want to have a look. They're actually run and backed by a Ukrainian charity, which was founded after the Maidan in New York, where they protested against the Ukrainian president. Yeah, for sure. And they're run by a Ukrainian lady, who seems to have a ton of money in the bank. So this is a group called Support Ukraine, Love Ukraine, and they're all about these abducted kids.
Jay, luckily for all of us, we got a Nafotard online who has posted a tweet that explains it all perfectly. I understood what's going on, you will understand what's going on, all our viewers will finally get a hang of what's going on in the world. So here's the tweet. Trump is Dumbledore, but instead of fighting against Voldemort, Putin, and his dementors, the Russian army, to secure victory for Gryffindor, which is, of course, Ukraine, he meets and makes deals with the Dark Lord at Hogwarts, which is the USA, in front of all the students, the entire free world.
Yeah. Oh, you look.
Oh, Abracadabra.
Of course, in the land of the Yuko scam, people are really freaking out. They're terrified. They were determined to try and derail this, but they failed. And they failed so badly. It's so gloriously the way they've reacted. They've even created fake AI videos of Mr. Budanov. Yes, Budanov. Executing the Russian president in Alaska. Can you imagine that? That's all they've got. They literally have to make it up. But they're good at that, aren't they, Mr. Zelensky? Run the video, Ox. Oh, for f***'s sake. Oh, of course, the radio on. You know, of course, the radio on. Oh, it's so shit. Imagine. So bad, look. I mean, it's just so bad. If you're going to do it right. If you're, I mean, it's just so what's the point of that? What's the point of it all? What's someone tell me what's the point?
Well, they're going to play this video on the Ukrainian TV channels. And as you know, dear viewers, there's only a very limited amount of TV and media to get there.
No, Roggy, that's wrong. Ukraine is a completely open and free society. It wasn't, 90% of the TV channels weren't controlled by USAID, aren't being oppressed by the government, and most of the opposition isn't in jail along with all the journalists. That was a message from the Ukrainian SBU. But of course, it wasn't all retardation. Some people actually see this for what it is and, you know, realize that it's far better that two great powers, the two biggest nuclear powers, you know, these two biggest militaries on Earth, probably, get on. It's probably far better for everybody that they get on. But somebody had a real sweet little nugget of wisdom. And as per usual in Europe, when you hear sense being talked, it's either got a Hungarian or a Slovakian accent. On this occasion, it was Robert Fico, the Slovakian Prime Minister, who had something very interesting to say about the whole affair in Alaska. Run the video, Ogi.
Všetci už vedia, že Ukrajina bola použita Západom na pokus oslabiť Rusko, čo sa nepodarilo. A za čo bude musieť Ukrajina podľa všetkého draho zaplatiť?
Aha.
Pamätáte sa na starú africkú pravdu, ktorú tak rád opakujem. Je jedno, či sa slony bijú alebo sexujú. Vždy trpí tráva.
Yeah, basically, whether the elephants are fighting, you're going to get Mr. Zelensky. Mm-hmm. You're going to be serious. And someone else that is being very serious and has been completely serious, plausible, reliable, is Sarah Ashton Cirillo. Now, Sarah isn't Sarah. She's actually a dude who put a wig on and pretended to be a female. You know, cosplaying as a NAFO-tired, you know, member of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. We dug up, you know, one of her, his, its, you know, first performances, standing at a monument. Vladimir Putin, you will never have a monument. Vladimir Putin, you will never have a monument. Vladimir Putin. This is basically the Western attitude towards Ukraine. It's rage, insanity, ignorance, stupidity, and cosplay theater. Let's have a look at Mr. Cirillo with his wig on, doing his first performance, and then we'll revisit him in a moment. Run it, Luggy.
Vladimir Putin, you are already in hell. We are counting your days down now. Your fascism, your totalitarianism will not get a monument, Vladimir Putin. Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraini. Augie, you will not have a monument.
That's it. I'm chopping off my dick.
Slava Ukraini. I love this. Of course, Mr. Cirillo is now Mr. Cirillo. Check it out. He lost his wig. I don't know what happened. And he's gone back to being Brian Cirillo or Tom Cirillo or David Cirillo or Augie Cirillo. I don't even know what his name is. I can't remember. But he is now complaining regularly about the Russians, about peace. These people really are something else, aren't they? You know, my God. I kind of put them in the same bag as Greta, you know. They're just riding the wave of notoriety for the wave, not for the cause. They're just frauds. And of course, we got to visit the narco Fuhrer. Yeah, the Bankova bandit, the little green goblin, Mr. Zelensky. You know, Augie said to me earlier on when we were just, you know, having a chat before the show in the local bar. He said, you know, I feel a little bit sorry for the narco Fuhrer. No, he didn't really. He doesn't feel sorry for the narco Fuhrer. But let's have a look at how he's been responding. Like, what do you do when you literally can see it all drifting away or drifting towards the top of the waterfall? Zelensky is completely and utterly f***ed. Okay, that's the one way to put it in the French language, or doomed in the English language. Everybody knows it. The NABU, you know, cracking down on, corruption, screwed. He's a dictator, unelected. People hate him. The Brits are the only friend he's got now, even in Europe. We know the Americans and the Russians know that it's game over for Zelensky. So what do you do? Well, of course, what you do is you go around Europe talking to people who have absolutely zero impact on the peace process, none. Remember, there was only two flags flying in Alaska, the American flag and the Russian flag. No EU flag, no EU half-wit dickhead authoritarians, and nobody from London. They're out in the cold completely. So what do you do? Well, you post a video of yourself going around Europe.
God, please, no! No!
Yeah, metaphorically, of course. Well, when it comes to Macron and Starmer, you never know. You never know, boy. You never know. So you travel around Europe, getting on your knees and pretending you're important. Remember, while the US and Russia are talking to each other, Zelensky and his retarded friends in Brussels are talking to themselves. Run the video, Augie.
Фактично щоденна координація з партнерами. Вже кілька десятків розмов. Різні частини світу, різні бачення,
але спільні...
I have more friends than you.
Канада, Індія, Саудівська Аравія, Південна Африка, Казахстан, Катар, Азербайджан, багато країн вільної Європи.
What's the point of this?
You're
losing the war.
Італія, Фінляндія, Нідерланди, Туреччина, Польща,
everybody sick of this.
Естонія, Данія, Швеція, Чехія.
What is it? What?
I don't need you.
Make it stop.
Румунія.
I'm sick of this little creature. Get rid of him.
Інституцій та альянсів. Міжнародний валютний фонд, Північноатлантичний
альянс. What's the point? Someone stop, stop it.
Щоденно
працюємо зі von der Leyen. Get rid of her.
Цю війну.
You put me right off my lunch now. I mean, I saw von der Leyen there. Look, oh, there she is again with Ruta. He's like a penis with a wig on and a coat. Get these people off the TV, Augie. We're done with them. Thank God. And on a more serious note, right, let's look at the reality of the situation. Something that is like, you know, completely, they're allergic to in Europe. And they're allergic to it because there's so much political and financial capital tied up in the narco Fuhrer and his dictatorship. But in reality, the Russians are taking more territory right now in the east than at any other time since the start of this military operation in 2022. And so they're winning. They're winning the war. Zelensky is in serious trouble at home. And still, he's still dragging people off the streets in this forced conscription, this brutal regime. It's a police state. It's a very dangerous place to live. People hide in their apartments for months. Now, some people are trying to escape still. And imagine risking your life, actually hiding inside the hydraulic cylinder of a dump truck, getting into that terribly dangerous situation in order to escape from a country. Imagine having to escape from your own country. That's what the EU has been funding and is continuing to fund, and London as well. Really, really grim. Run it, Augie. Jesus, look. They can obviously see his feet, right?
Yeah, there's a person. You know what it feels like? It feels like those Afghanis trying to escape Afghanistan
on the plane.
Yeah.
But there's more than one.
Yeah, there's several people.
You know, this kind of says it all, you know? And they're against peace.
But Zelensky has more friends.
Oh yeah, Zelensky has more friends. Yeah, which is of course the main thing. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. And it's been a very, very special 48 hours. Some things have happened which haven't happened in a long time. Augie and I spent the night on the couch together and he didn't try and touch me inappropriately. Plus, Donald Trump and President Putin met in Alaska, of course. And, you know, to the dismay of our friends in Europe, our partners, as President Putin would call them, they got on very well. There wasn't a big argument. There wasn't a collapse. And there's a glimmer of hope for peace, a very real one. The scaffold for a deal has been put together. And there's going to be another meeting, remember? And that meeting will probably be where the rubber stamps are put on bits of paper, a little signaturos. Yes, my friends. So in the intervening time, watch out. The Ukro scammers and their friends in Europe and London might do anything to stop it. And Augie and I will be here, of course, same time, same place next week, to narrate the story for you. You guys in the back seat, we love it. Never argue in front of the kids. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Until then, God bless. Quarter show? Was that okay?